Now, he had a grand message to give here, and will you listen to him as he said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. In other words, it's a grand message, get ready for the coming of the Lord. And I take it that that's what he meant, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was at hand in the person of the king, you see. And he says, make straight. In other words, get the crooked things out of your life. And friends, we're not going to have fellowship with him and not get very far with him until we are willing to deal with the crooked things that are in our lives, the things that are wrong. And when we do that, then there is open for us fellowship. We say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie. As someone has said, Captain Jack, I think, years ago, I will dig a ditch so straight and true that even God can look it through. Well, that's the thing we need to get straight in our lives, and we can get that straight by confession, of course. Now, will you notice here, he's quoting Isaiah, of course. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And that's in Isaiah 43. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? They ask him now a technical point. If you're none of these, why do you baptize? Well, now listen to John's answer. John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. Now, we call him today John the Baptist, but he denied that he was the Baptist. He said, I only use water. Said, there's coming one after me, and he's going to baptize with fire and Holy Spirit. And that fire is a baptism of judgment that's yet to come upon the earth, by the way. And the Holy Spirit baptism took place at Pentecost. Now, I wonder if Christ was in the crowd there that day. I don't know. He could have been. Now, will you notice? He that comes after me, he says, is preferred before me, whose shoe latchet I'm not worthy to unloose. Now, a servant must do every task of his master, but a disciple must do every task except take the thong out of the teacher's shoes. That was the rule of that day. Now, John says, I'm a servant. I'm not even a disciple. I'm just a servant. I'm not even worthy to be that servant, but that's what he was.